Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah, or NoahDog54.
And I am Ethan, otherwise known as FlabZXE Gaming on YouTube and Twitch.
And I am the amazing host of the day, Cheapens Feebens, also known as John. How you guys doing?
Yeah, truly amazing.
Is that some sass there now?
Oh, it's not sass.
Sounds like sass
to me, John. I don't know what you're hearing, but I'm hearing some sass.
You're on thin ice, though. Okay.
Thin ice, he says.
But to answer your question, though, these are being pre-recorded, so this is 10 minutes after we did the previous episode, so still doing just as well.
you haven't spontaneously combusted since then?
No, surprisingly not, actually. It usually happens on Sundays, but not this Sunday, apparently. Just still doing well. I've been updating behind the scenes. I've been updating the like some of my stuff. So yeah, but I mean, it's still just the same stuff. I'm like working on YouTube and working on some custom projects, all that stuff. Are you yawning during my explanation? Yeah, I can't.
That might be -1 points. Just for rudeness.
-1 point. I mean, that might be. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, just some side stuff. But not basically the same thing as last time.
Right. The only thing that's different for me is I've been playing more Red Dead Redemption 2, and that's about it.
Since the last episode. That's crazy, man. Good job. I don't even know how you could do that in the, 10 minutes.
He speed ran the game.
That's impressive.
Yeah, totally. I speed ran Red Dead Redemption 2 in 10 minutes.
I mean, you're forgetting that Security Breach is like a 50-hour long game, and people speedrun in 3 minutes. So like, if you break the game enough, you can beat something in 10 minutes.
It definitely does depend on the structure of the game a little bit, but that is true.
I don't think you could do that with Red Dead 2. I don't know how you would be able to beat that in under 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's slightly more stable than Security Breach. I know it's a hard ass to be more stable than Security Breach, but it is a little bit more.
It's a hard ass. Throwing shade over here, are we?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Alright, John, have you been doing anything in the last 10 minutes?
In the last 10 minutes, I was sitting here. I was talking to you. Table stuff, really.
Were you combing your non-hair?
Sure. Yeah, we can say that.
Sure, he's polishing his bald head, but okay.
He's got to comb it first. He's got to comb his head and then polish it because it's a three-step process. You got to comb, polish, and then wash because it's got you can't do them out of order. Otherwise, the shine that he gets off of it won't work anymore.
Right. Of course.
Well, see, I thought it was shave what's there and then shine it.
Nah. It could be. Yeah.
Because how can he comb something he doesn't have? Which, he doesn't have hair.
You gotta comb a lot of things. But, like, his head, he can just kind of rub back and forth. It works.
Yeah, no, I rub my hand along it. Just, like, rub my head for luck. That's what I think.
So you just take your hand and rub it along your bald head and tell you feel like it's okay.
We're not bald like you, John.
I forgot that you guys don't have the same experience as I do.
You're the only rocker hair.
Yeah, see, John, I've got hair still, and it's like rock star hair, so it's nice.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I will show you in a different
day. I don't believe it.
Okay, anyways, I don't suppose you have any headlines because this is being recorded, so usually it's
well, I thought of that. So I didn't say them in the previous one. I limited them to two anyway.
Smart.
So I'm big brain. So this is not new or anything. It's just something I saw that's kind of like wholesome in and of itself. So this man, him and his girlfriend went to KFC to get lunch or something. And then he ended up proposing to her in KFC. Now, obviously, that's an interesting choice. Like, I wouldn't probably do that. But a news journalist caught wind of this and started mocking him on the internet. And then as soon as her story blew up, people started supporting the crap out of these two. KFC themselves responded to it and said, hey, we want to pay for your wedding. Now, first of all, KFC, sponsor us anytime you want. But also, that's crazy. Like, the fact that an entire company is like, you know what? That's awesome. We want to fund your entire wedding. Well, not the entire wedding. They wanted to fund the wedding itself. And then other companies started coming in saying, "Hey, we want to pay for your food. We want to pay for the photographer, or we want to play." They were just jumping in all over the place saying, "Hey, we want to pay for this." American Airlines also was like, "Hey, here's a year of free mileage," or whatever. It was like they were blasting them with all these free stuff. It was like that's an internet win right there. The journalist ended up getting suspended. I don't know if she actually got fired, because first of all, your job is to journal things, not like mock people on the internet. You know, again, I personally wouldn't propose to my girlfriend in KFC. I'd more like to. I personally believe in like solitude proposals, because I don't like the idea for me proposing in like public. Is now all of a sudden she has the pressure to say yes, and I don't want that pressure to be on her. I want her honest and truthful answer. So I'd rather do it when it were alone, or maybe around the beach. It's kind of alone. I'd probably rather do something like that than I would like doing it at Disneyland or somewhere where there's so many people that all of a sudden she has this pressure of saying yes. But in KFC, I mean, no one's looking at you at KFC. Like they're too busy eating their chicken fingers, right? I think it's a wholesome story. Like, I love the fact that KFC came in and said, "Hey, we want to pay for your wedding." And then all these other companies, I don't remember honestly all of them, but it was American Airlines gave them free mileage, enough for a year of traveling, which is insane. Like, I don't know how much money that actually ended up costing, but that's insane. A wireless company, or like a cell phone service company, said, "Hey, we want to give you data for a year." Like, just all this like cool stuff, like, because the internet banded together and was like, "Hey, that's awesome. We want to support you."
That's really...
I was like, when you said it was wholesome, and you started off this person proposing in KFC, I'm like, okay, so like maybe they were like really thrilled about it. And then you're like, and then this person came in being a dick. I'm like, wait, this does not sound wholesome. And then it had a happy ending, so that was great. That journalist needs to get a life. It's like criticizing how others are like... They're happy. They said yes. They're getting married. Like they're living their life. And you're just gonna come in here and criticize them. Like, that's kind of rude.
Yeah, and they have since gotten married. They have gotten married already. They have their wedding. They showed everyone in their wedding photo. It was super nice and stuff. So it's already happened. But it was one of those things. It's like, that's freaking awesome, dude. Like, I love seeing that kind of stuff, because it's one person decided to mock them, right? And like, that's like, really, why? Like John just said, get a life. Like, come on, why are you doing that? But then at the same time, the internet banded together to be like, "Hey, you're an idiot. Here, we want to pay for this," right? So I thought that was really commendable by all the companies. Like I said, I wish I could name all the companies. I've read the story. I didn't take a picture of anything, but it was one of those things. I'm like, that's a damn good story right there.
Yeah. That's actually really cool and a lot more wholesome than I thought it was going to be.
Yep. So that's the headline, though.
Nice. For me personally, again, like you were saying, I wouldn't propose or want to be proposed to in a KFC. But, you know, they're happy, so.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it was one of those things that... maybe he wanted to do it for a specific reason, but like maybe they here's my thought process. Maybe they first met in a KFC, because then it comes full circle. And the journalist, obviously being a journalist, didn't do any research to figure that out. So she's just like, I forgot what she said. I'm not going to read it because I don't even have it in front of me. But she said something along the lines of like, "Oh, this is stupid. Why are men doing this now? Like, tell me you're poor without telling me you're poor." Like that kind of stuff. And that's why the internet, like, first of all, destroyed her, and then second of all, banded together to like pay for their entire wedding. So,
I propose to whoever I want to marry in a fucking Wendy's if I feel like it. Okay, like,
well, it's your choice and what you want to do. And then also, if you've met in a Wendy's, for example, like it comes full circle, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
So I hate journalism in general. Like, there's a couple good journalists that actually do their job, but there's most of them that just don't even like do enough research to get anything right. So it's just like, great.
Be journalists to the fullest extent. Like, I believe firmly we should put them all on an island with, like,
send them to the ranch.
Send them to Journalist Island.
We send them to an island where there's just a crate full of guns, and we see who wins.
That sounds like the Hunger Games. That is, like, not good.
That sounds like very illegal. Yeah. But yeah, that's I'm doing one headline today, and then for this episode, and then I've spread them out so that I have one for each episode, basically.
Fair enough.
Awesome. I believe it's a creator showcase now.
Yeah, I was gonna. I was.
Well, I am still a big brain because I also spaced that out.
Awesome.
So a creator that I've been following recently. This is a food kind of creator. So keep this in mind. If you're hungry, I wouldn't go watch them right now. But their name is Devour Power TV, which is a funny name. They basically show all these really good foods. Right now, I'm actually looking at, just so I remember their name. This is a pizza burger, which, first of all, like, sounds amazing, but also sounds like you're gonna die after you eat it. But it sounds really good and looks really good. It's a pizza. It's not a slice of pizza inside of a burger. That'd be stupid. It's like pizza toppings inside of a burger. So you have the pizza sauce. You have pepperoni. You have peppers. You have onions. You have I think I'm looking at. There is lettuce in there because lettuce sometimes goes on pizza. Weird, I know, but I've seen it. Cheese, of course. You have like it's melted mozzarella. It's not like cheddar, like American cheese that's typically found in a burger. It's like cheddar, what's it called, mozzarella. So it actually looks really good. But they showcase all these foods and they tell you where to get it. So if they're showcasing a spot in like the spot I'm looking at right now for the pizza burger is in New York City. So if you're in New York City's area and you find this, you can just, boom, you just found a thing you can go try now. And the entire point of their channel is to show you what some really awesome food that's custom made by family-owned businesses. They don't support, they do support, but like in the sense that they don't showcase like chains because chains get enough attention as it is. They want to showcase the people that are putting in the effort and that are family-owned businesses. I just scrolled past one that's like a spicy chicken mac and cheese that I want immediately. Unfortunately, it's in California, so I'm never going to get it. But anyway, this is a super good channel. So Devour Power TV is their name. They're not super big, actually. They're decent, but they're not super big. There's a pizza stromboli bowl, is what it's called. I don't even know what that means, but it looks great. So yeah, it's just like if you want to see good food, and they showcase stuff from around the world. So if you're in a certain area, then they might show you some food that you can go try in your area. So it's kind of interesting. So go check them out. Devour Power TV.
You're making me hungry, man.
Well, I warned you, so.
That's fair. Yeah. But we can just move on along to the topic of the day, which today happens to be vacations, because everyone loves vacations, you know, except when they go bad, but we're going to try to focus on the positive today.
Yep.
And yeah, so this sounds familiar, we did an episode about our worst trips. Was like that was years ago, because that was like episode like 13 eight, or something, eight. But no, 8 was the other one. But yeah, so it's been a long time, but these are all about the good trips. So like 2 years later, we're talking about the good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. I guess it's customary for the host to kick us off, so I'll go first, giving you time to think of yours. And I would say, I don't know if I want to start with the best vacation I ever had, or just start with a fairly good one. I'll start with the one where I went to New York. You probably, if you're a long-time viewer of the podcast, you probably have heard of at least of this vacation, because we had to pre-record for it. But I went to New York to visit these guys and my brothers and basically like go back to what I would consider my hometown, because it is the place I probably lived the longest. And it was a good time. Like I got on the plane. Nothing went too wrong with the plane other than like I had a bit of a layover, but that happens when you're traveling long distances like that. And I got there. I hung out with my family because both my brothers were there, and I got to see these guys, which was a lot of fun, and I got to see a couple other friends, and it all around was a relaxing vacation, which is what vacations are meant to do. They're meant to be relaxing, so it's pretty fun.
Well, and to clarify, you saw me, Axel, and Logan. You did not see Noah. Noah
oh, yeah, yeah. Noah was off in Florida, right?
Yeah, he was in Florida. Yeah. That was also a vacation.
Yeah.
So yeah, that you're right. I did not see Noah when I went there, but I did see Ethan and Logan and Axel.
Yeah.
Did you tell them what we did? Because I mean, they heard maybe.
Yeah, when I was visiting, when we all hang out, we went to lunch / breakfast. It was like an early lunch, I'd say.
It was like 11, yeah.
Yeah, we went to Cracker Barrel, which is fairly good. I had a burger, I really liked it, and we just we hung out, ate some food.
Well, yeah, we ate some food, we talked, we also, Cracker Barrel is known for having the shop or whatever, we browsed in the shop. I got mostly candy, because why not? I think I got something else, but...
Yeah, I got a thing of cookies, because I was like, oh, I can eat these on the way back when I go home.
Yeah.
So, that's what I did.
Right.
So yeah, who would like to go next?
I mean, I've got one.
All right, Ethan, you can go first.
No one can go first if you want.
Yeah, no,
you can. Okay. So, I guess we can do this one. All right, so I remember I was around 12, maybe 11, and it was summertime. And we ended up going, it was me, my sister, and my grandmother on my dad's side. We ended up going on a road trip through the states to California, which was actually not too bad of a road trip. We stopped along some restaurants in different states, had some good food. Eventually, we got ourselves to California, where we rented a hotel room, and overall, it was pretty cool, actually, from what I remember. The only downside to California was the traffic.
So, did you do anything in California?
No,
we went to a beach, swam in the ocean. I think there was like a aquarium or something that we went to. It was a while ago. It's kind of hard to recall some of the details.
I see.
Yeah, because I can remember like going to the beach and swimming in the ocean, but that's about it, except for the aquarium part. Yeah, that's my trip to California.
All right.
Do you remember what part of California you went to? Was it like L.A. or was it like one of the other places?
It wasn't L.A. It was like I think it was a city outside of L.A. that was like a couple hours away. It was it was a couple hours away, but it was kind of near this place called Slab City. We never went there because, it's like a kind of dangerous place to go.
Slab City?
Yeah, it's like the only town in the U.S. that has no laws or anything.
That does not sound true.
No, it's true. Mr. Beast went there because that's one of his videos. It is in California. I thought maybe it was in Nevada, but it's not. It's in California.
No, it's in Cali.
Oh, makes sense. You know, California is just kind of the steam pot of garbage, so that makes sense.
Yeah. I think while we were there, I ended up trying avocado toast, and I learned that I hate that.
I don't think avocado... Hang on.
That's a thing I've heard of, but I don't ever remember hearing anyone
talk about it being good. You just said... He just said he was 12 or whatever. I'm checking to see if that was even around... when that was, like, if that was invented before he, when he was there.
I mean,
I want to say, say it was close to 2014 when it was popular, but it was probably invented before that.
Well, I mean, the simple idea of putting avocado on toast was obviously probably not new. 2015, it's saying, is when everyone started trying and when everyone started doing it. Because apparently avocado toast was strictly a Australian thing until the U.S. got a hold of it, and then everyone and their moms decided to try it, so.
Oh, well, that's interesting. That's pretty much the entire trip from what I remember.
All right. One I'm going to start with is one of my trips. I've been to the Outer Banks many times, but I'm going to talk about one of them. And it's not the one that we did Beach Day on. It's a one, I think it was the one before that. So basically, Outer Banks, beautiful place. If you love walking on the beach, they have a beach there, obviously. Because the Outer Banks is basically one big island. And it's one of those things that the scientists are predicting by, I think it was 2050 or 2060, it's going to be underwater. So it's I can say that I've been there many times. In fact, we might go again this year. Yeah, it's a super cool place. They have there's the beach, obviously. That's kind of the point of going. It's also much nicer weather. Usually when we leave New York, it's raining, snowing, the mix of garbage. And when we get there, it's sunny and it's nice out. Sometimes we drive into rain too. But it's usually a nice week, and we stay in like a house, like a big beach house. So you have like the living room is like half the top floor. You have the kitchen, which is usually on the top floor. Like, it's a really beautiful house. Like, we stayed in many houses, but the ones that we've been in have been really nice. So we drive there. It's 2 days to drive there, because it would be normally one day, but my grandma, if she drives for too long, she starts hurting, because obviously you're sitting in a car for that long, and because no one can switch with her. So my grandpa's legally blind. He's not allowed to drive. He'll park the car and stuff, but he's not allowed to drive it on the road. And then I'm obviously, well, at the time when we went, I wasn't able to drive. But now I'm able to drive, but I don't drive. So, like, no one's able to switch with her, so it's just her. Because if you have, like, a trip that's, like, that would take, like, 20 hours, obviously you're going to switch with someone. So the one person's not driving the entire time. But because we don't have that luxury, we stay at a hotel for the night, the first night we get to the area. And then we drive the rest of the way to the Outer Banks on the second day. But it's nice because we stay at a hotel. It's usually a Hilton hotel, hashtag not sponsored, but hashtag please do. They're usually pristine hotels, and they do good about that. And also we usually go to dinner, that night. So we'll stop by a local restaurant. That's really good. We went to Waffle House, funny enough, one of these times. Actually, I think that was the time I'm talking about. We tried Waffle House for the first time. When we went to Waffle House, we didn't know about the fights and the chaos and carnage that usually happens in Waffle House. Funny enough, though, when we went there, there was nothing of the sort. There was no fights. There was no, like, rude customers. There was no, like, weirdness that was happening. It was just pure Waffle House, I guess. And I actually kind of liked it, you know? It was definitely, like, diner-style food, but that's kind of, you know, what else you're going to expect when you go into a Waffle House. The waffles are good. We ended up getting, like, the waffle platter. So you got waffles, eggs, bacon, and toast, I think. Or no, you got eggs, bacon, and sausage. I think you got both. And that's what was really good. And then that morning, we got back on the road and went and finally made it to North Carolina safe and sound. We got to the Outer Banks, and we found our house, and it was a beautiful, like, blue house. It was kind of, I think we were actually directly on the beachfront. So we were on what's called the oceanfront house, which means it's the closest house you can possibly get to the beach. So, like, we have our own walkway to get to the beach, because if you don't have your own walkway, you have to take the public one, which is people in the way. And, I mean, it's more of a, it's fine, but it's just more of an inconvenience to go all the way to get to one. But we had our own private walkway, so anytime we wanted to go to the beach, we just literally walk out the back door of the house, and we walk on our private walkway and go to the beach. So that was cool. The kitchen was beautiful. I didn't really go in there too much because I wasn't the chef, but I, you know, whenever I'd make stuff in the breakfast, make myself breakfast, I'd go in there. Really cool. There's a lot of those oceanfront houses have windows everywhere, so you can see outside. You can obviously see the ocean from there. You can see the surrounding area. Basically, it's really cool. We actually saw dolphins. Like, you could get binoculars and see dolphins in the ocean. We always like seeing the ships passing by, because we always try and, usually the ships are so far that we can't really tell what they are, so we try to guess what they are. And by using binoculars, you can sort of zoom in on them. I actually seen a U.S. warship, I think is what they're called, over there before. On the beach, typically, you'll hear helicopters go by back and forth, like military helicopters. Those are really cool to see, because they're so low to the ground that you could basically jump up and get on the helicopter. Like, that's how low to the ground they fly. But they do that for safety reasons. And then, so that's really cool. When we go there, there's so many different restaurants we go to, because they're all, like, local places that we like to support. So there's a pizza place that has bomb pizza, really good subs, and, like, all that good stuff. They have really good fries as well, if I recall. Then we also are starting to get to know the people there, like, the local, or, like, the people that work there, like, because we're almost, like, locals to them, even though we're not locals. Like, that's how much they know us. So we go to this, like, really awesome bagel shop. Now, I want to preface this because this is crazy. They have any flavor of bagel you can think of, they have. Like, literally anything. You probably, when you think of bagels, you think of, oh, yeah, there's plain, there's everything, maybe some onion if you're crazy. But they have garlic, they have rosemary and salt, they have, like, Himalayan salt, they have, like, what was this other one? They have blueberry and cream cheese one, like, cream cheese in the bagel, mind you, not on top. I mean, you can get cream cheese on top, but it's in the bagel. Like, they have all these different flavors of bagels, and I love it. They're also one of the only places that I found that contains egg and garlic bagels, which is my favorite combination of bagels. Egg bagels, basically, there's just more eggs in it, and it kind of creates a nice flavor, and it also creates like a yellow color to it. And then garlic, in conjunction with that, is a really good bagel because I love the taste of a garlic bagel. So, awesome place. They're called Lighthouse Bagels. I even have a shirt from their shop because they sell like merchandise almost. I have a shirt from that shop just so I can never forget it. Basically, super awesome place. But yeah, we go to all these different places. I've been in Food Lion more times than I've been in a Walmart probably. Which is kind of sad, but I mean, also I don't really care about Walmart, so, but yeah, it's an awesome time. It's a vacation, so we're not always trying to do stuff, because vacations to me are all about relaxing. It's trying to get away from maybe the crazy life that you're leaving behind in the, where you currently are. Like maybe you had stress of school, or maybe you had stress of work or whatever, and you're going on a vacation to relax and relieve yourself of that stress. So yeah, it's fun to do stuff. And obviously we do stuff. We don't just sit in the house all day, but there are times where we just sit and read, or there's times where we just sit and watch something, or there's times where we just sit and talk. Like, that's what it is. And it's also about spending time together. And, when I go with them, I try and make sure I do that as much as possible. So, like I just said, we'll sit and just talk sometimes. We'll just sit and talk about what we're going to do tomorrow, maybe what we should get for dinner. And then sometimes we like to just sit and read. My grandpa doesn't read, but he'll do crossword puzzles or something. So, but we're always in the same room. So it's not like we're like, yeah, I hate these guys. I'm going to my own room and doing this. No, like, we'll be in the living room reading, and my grandpa will be doing his like crosswords or whatever. It's just a really good time. And every time I go there, it's a really fun time. It's really relaxing. Like, I'm not usually someone that stress gets to me. I don't want to bluff too much, or not bluff. I don't want to like goat too much, but I don't let stress get to me too much. But even then, it's nice to kind of sit and relax and be like, you know what? I don't have to do this today. Like, for example, YouTube. Like, I love YouTube a lot, but I'm not sitting there like, man, is that video going to go up on time, or like that kind of stuff. I just sit back and relax. Like, oh, I pre-recorded. I don't have to do anything today. Like, that kind of stuff. It's nice to just say that. It's nice to say, I don't have to do anything today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the outline of our Outer Banks vacations.
Cool.
Pretty nice, yeah. Yeah, honestly, those sorts of vacations are my favorite. The reason I wanted to talk about this today, actually, I was talking about vacations in someone's Twitch chat this morning. And it's like, chill vacations are always like preferable, because I have family members that when I go on vacation with them, they're like, okay, we gotta do this. I'm like, they're all fun things usually, but it's like, I like to relax. I don't want to, like, planned fun is less fun to me. It's still fun, but it's just less fun.
Yeah, and to that point, right, if you're going around scheduling everything, then are you really on vacation, or are you just in a different place doing the same thing?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But yeah, that is fair.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess another very enjoyable vacations I've had before is probably, I don't know when exactly this would have been. I believe it was either when I was still in high school or just after high school. But we went to, it wasn't Virginia Beach, the, I guess, town or location, but it was near there. It was on the same, like, waterfront, so it was, like, a little less populated, so it was a little more chill. And we got an Airbnb. It was me, my parents, and my little sister. And And we just kind of like relaxed. I think one day we didn't even go anywhere. We just like sat around, we played board games. We chatted, that sort of stuff. And it was really relaxing. And then one of the days we were there, we went to like this restaurant called Abbey Road, which is themed after the Beatles, the band, because they have a song called Abbey Road. And I don't remember what I got there, but it was pretty nice. And then we weren't there for too long, but we did go to the beach, and it was really sunny, and I couldn't see very well because sun isn't in my eyes, but it wasn't so bad. It was actually kind of like chilly because it was like beginning of spring area, so it wasn't like cold, but like it wasn't warm enough to be like super relaxing. So it was pretty fun though. All in all, a very enjoyable experience.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah. All right. I've got another. So I don't know if I've ever told or said anything about this vacation about the time when this was like, what, 2-3 years ago? Because it was around the same time that John came up here and I was actually going to Florida. What I remember from that vacation is went to the airport, talked to my mom, told her I'd call when I get out on the ground and all that fun jazz. Went from the gate, popped a pill that helps me with motion sickness, because what I found with planes is, if I don't take this pill that I take before I get on a plane, I get violently sick when I land. So, took a couple of those, got on the plane. I think there was like some slight turbulence, but that was about it. Landed in Florida, and my grandparents on my dad's side of the family were there to pick me up. And when I landed, it was like midnight, I want to say, maybe like 1 o'clock in the morning. So when I got there, they asked me if I wanted something to eat, and I was like, nah, I do, but what the hell's open? Fortunately, when I had asked that, we had just passed a 24/7 McDonald's, because it's Florida. Eventually, I got to their house, and that's kind of where I just ended up going kayaking, and because, like, their house, it's on the river, so they've got river access, like, 24/7. So I just went, grabbed a kayak, and went kayaking for a while. Honestly, when I'm on vacations, I just like to be either out in nature or just doing something like kayaking. Mainly because, like we've been saying, vacations are for relaxing, and I don't know what it is about kayaking, but for me, that is relaxing. Eventually, though, my dad came with me, came over, and we ended up going on a kayaking trip together, which was really cool. And the most I remember from that trip is me and my dad, we did another kayaking trip while my stepmom at the time, she stayed on a, like, river floaty and just, I guess, like, sunbathed. But it was actually quite a nice vacation. I ended up watching some movies with the grandparents, and I think I even went fishing. I'm not entirely sure about that last part. Don't remember. But it was a very nice trip because it was like the first time I had gone to Florida just by myself without my sister. And it was different, but I liked it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, I've only experienced like solo vacation adventures once when I went to to see my brothers and the people like I know in New York. But like in that one experience, they're almost like an adventure, because it's like, oh, I'm off doing stuff by myself instead of like being told like, okay, we're doing this today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like my prior experiences to being on a plane was, it was like me and my family, and then this time it was like, okay, I've got to find that gate by myself before the plane leaves without me.
It is a little bit stressful going to an airport for the first time by yourself, because when I went, I had never been on a plane. I had been on a plane, but like never in my conscious memory. It was when I was like a baby and my mom was taking me somewhere because she had to. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to get lost. I'm going to end up in New Jersey and stuck there. But it all went well, so.
See, I got lucky with the airport I went to because it was a very small airport, so there was only like 6 gates.
Right. Yeah, the smaller the airport, the better, because when I was on my way back from New York, I landed in, I think it was Detroit, which is not on the way back from New York. But I guess that's how the plane schedules work. Like, it's like, oh, well, these people are going to Virginia, so like, get on that plane. But like, it's one of the biggest airports in the country. If I think it's just second behind the one in it's in Georgia. But it basically, I got off the plane. They were like, okay, this is where your gate number is. It's on the other side of the airport. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll start walking. And I got there, and they're like, okay, get on the plane. And I was like, well, good thing I got here in time. Because it was like, literally as soon as I got there, they were loading the plane.
Damn, you got lucky.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I'm going to do the one where I went to Disney World. So in this would have been 2022, I think, or was it? No, I think it was the very beginning of 2023. I can't remember, but I think it was 2023 because it was 2023. But essentially, we wanted to go to Disney World as like a, because Disney World's like a, you know, you want to go there at least once. And so we had scheduled that a long time ago, and it was February when we went, so it was snowing in New York when we got in our plane. The airport was the worst part of the trip. The airport sucked. Orlando's was okay, but it was just so long to get to places that were kind of dying because it was also hot there. But the one that we left from, I'm not gonna say the name because it's not a small airport or anything, but I'm still not gonna say the name, but anyway, it's like the airport we left from was god awful, man. Like, essentially, my brother is on the spectrum, right? And he can't be rushed into things. Like, you can't rush him into things. If you do, it's not going to end well. And so when we were going through security, my mom had sort of told people that. But the guy that was in our lane, because we got moved into a different lane, he was like, come on, let's hurry up. What are you doing over there? And that was like the first strike. We didn't say anything, or like my mom didn't say anything with that one. And then he said something again that I don't even remember what it was, but it really ticked us off. And she full-on annihilated that guy. Don't know if he lost his job, but probably should have. That was, like, the worst part. But the good part was when we obviously got there, we were in a Disney resort. So we had a room with two beds in it, and it was a really nice room. Sort of like a hotel room, but it was a little bit bigger than a typical hotel room would be. I'm going to exclude, I think I mentioned this in a previous episode, I'm going to exclude the part where I had food poisoning. Because that was the second time I got horrific food poisoning. But excluding that, we went to Magic Kingdom first. And Magic Kingdom is obviously the biggest one. I gotta be honest, I wasn't a huge fan of Magic Kingdom. There were some good rides, but the problem with Magic Kingdom is it's so spread out that it's so annoying. Because you have to walk from here to here to here. Like, you have to cross the park at least 15 times if you want to go on like all the major rides. And it's really annoying. And that was the hottest day that we were there. It was like 90 something, and there's just a few times where I'm like, I need water, I'm gonna pass out. Like, yeah, I'm literally going to pass out. So we ended up stopping for water after every ride or something. Which my family had no problem with. They obviously, I feel like they shouldn't have had a problem with it, but they obviously didn't. So yeah, the Haunted Mansion was cool. I liked that one. I didn't like Space Mountain. I think Space Mountain is majorly overrated. Because it's in the dark the entire time. It's not even fun. Thunder Mountain was good. I liked Thunder Mountain. That's the one, that's like the Western old style one that's outside. That was cool. We took the ferry ride where you get to go to the island, which is really cool. So you're kind of surrounded by nature and you get to get, like, there's a mystery to solve because there's a cabin that has like a letter in it. So that was cool. We went to Tomorrowland. I forgot what the ride is called though. It's the one where you're on like a monorail and you get taken throughout the park, and they showcase like kind of the history of the park. And I think I'm not usually a history person. When it comes to interesting history, I am. So I love that ride. And then there's a couple other ones. I think there's a Mickey ride that was cool, but like it was, the annoying part was just walking to every ride. That was just the most annoying part. And also it was stupid hot. Epcot was next. We went to Epcot the next day. Epcot was my favorite park of all three of them. I love just trying different foods from around the world, and Epcot gives you that to do. So there's in the back of Epcot, there's this entire strip of like sort of cultures. So you have China, you have Chinatown, but we're not Chinatown, but you have like China, you have Germany, you have America, which is in the middle, which who cares, you're in America, so you can probably just get that one. You have I want to say Italy or France. I can't remember which one it is, but I want to say it's Italy. I think it is France. You have France. You have there's a couple other ones. You have Japan. You have I'm missing one or two actually. But either way, there's all these different places, and you can try. There's restaurants in most of them, and you can go and try cuisine from that culture. I think that's genius because I love trying different cuisines. We had went to Germany. We got bison. It was bison, I believe, and that was pretty good. We went to, I think it was Italy to get Italian ice, or like the whatever they call it there. It's not called Italian ice, and it's not called that in Italy, but whatever it's called in Italy. We had that. We had in China had like a really expensive restaurant that we didn't want to go into, so we just got like Chinese chips is what we got. There was like a vendor that had those. Which, by the way, I got like a seafood crab one that was awful. Or no, I got a Texas barbecue, which tastes nothing like Texas barbecue. So I don't know what China thinks Texas barbecue is, but it ain't right. My brother, I think, was the one who got like a seafood one. It was like crab or something. I'm like, that's gonna be awful, and sure was. I tried it too. It was not great. And then Japan is where I tried sushi for the first time, and then proceeded to get food poisoning. Damn. So, you know, well, here's the thing, though, right, is what I found out is that I might be allergic to sushi. I don't think I'm allowed to have sushi. Because every time I have had sushi, even if it's mild quantities, it's not good for me. So, like, it's not that one time I got food poisoning. Every other time, it's just my stomach hurts. Like, it just hurts. So, I don't think I'm allowed to have sushi. My body doesn't take well to raw fish, I guess. And then we went to the Ratatouille ride, right? And I think it's, what would that be? Where was that?
Does that make France, sense maybe? If it's France, because I mean that's where the movie takes place, so I assume it'd be in France.
So it's France. Okay, I was just making sure because I know Italy and France are both in Epcot, so I was trying to figure out which one. But yeah, it's so the Ratatouille ride, which is a 4D ride, basically meaning they spray you with water in certain parts. There's like you go into a section like underneath the oven where it's hot. It's like a super cool ride. I loved that one. So Epcot was really good. I liked Epcot. I loved all the rides in Epcot. I didn't think I really went on one that I didn't like. And then the last day we were there, well, actually one of the last days we were there, we went to Hollywood Studios, which of course has the famous Tower of Terror. Loved that ride a lot. We only went on it once, I think, but it was great. Rock and Roller Coaster, which unfortunately is no longer there, was pretty good.
That's a really good roller coaster.
Yeah, it's really good. They replaced it with Goofy or something. I don't know what the hell they're doing. But anyway, that was fun. And yeah, Hollywood Studios I think was good too. There was less walking and it was a much cooler day on Hollywood Studios, so I liked it a bit more. But Epcot, I think, ultimately was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Very nice, yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Disney World as well. I mean, less recently. It was back in, I want to say, 7th grade? Yeah, 7th grade. Because I was going because the high school band at the time was doing a field trip there. My brother was in the band. And so my mom was like, got us all tickets. And we all went. And it was a really good time. We I think my favorite part was a really funny thing that happened was my dad and I, and I think my mom, went to this like one, I don't think it's a ride, it's more like a show that they have there. It's like the Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor, I think it's called.
Yep.
They pick a person out of the audience to be like, this guy, to like, don't be like this guy, or like they make fun of one person in the audience and they keep calling them this guy. And my dad that day was wearing a Yankees baseball hat, which, if you don't know, if you don't watch sports, is a New York baseball team, and a Steelers shirt, which is a Pittsburgh team. And so, like, the joke was that, like, he didn't know where he was from because he was wearing these two different teams from completely different places. And they just, like, kept, like, it's like, oh, this guy, like, don't be like him. And they kept putting the camera on my dad. And it was really funny. And then he got, like, a sticker that said, I was that guy.
I was that guy. That's hilarious.
So, like, awesome. That was all. That was really fun.
The Laugh Floor was great because that must be just a running joke, because when we went, there was this one, it wasn't any of us, but it was this one guy that was sort of like in a different row, and like they would always like point at him or whatever. I forgot what the joke was that kept going with him, but they would always flash back to him and he'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing here. So, like, it was always hilarious. I forgot about that, and that's in Magic Kingdom, but that was like one of the only good ones. So like I got lost in the sauce because I didn't like Magic Kingdom itself. So
fair enough. Yeah, like when we were there, my favorite of the parks was the Hollywood one, because I thought it was really cool. When we got there, it was like probably the most unique experience I've ever seen. Was as soon as we got there, and they have this happen all the time, I imagine, but we walk in and they're like, clear the road, the stormtroopers are coming, and the stormtroopers from Star Wars were marching down the road there, as like immediately. It was like you were right into the action, right into the fun, and it was like really, really cool experience, just like having your first impression of the park, because that was also the first day we were there. And so like, that was also a lot of fun.
Yeah, in Magic Kingdom you have the princess ride, which as a boy I don't give a crap. But with Hollywood, yeah, you have the stormtroopers / Darth Vader. Darth Vader does make an appearance usually. I don't know if you had that, but sometimes he will come down with them. And you can buy lightsabers, and when we had to move, there was this one, like, I want to say it was, like, 8. He was almost my age. I want to say it was, like, 18 or so at the time. He pulls out a lightsaber to one of the dudes, and the stormtrooper literally says, you know I have a gun, right? It's just like, oh, it was so funny. The guy did clap back with, but you're a stormtrooper. You can't aim that. He's like, I forgot what he said, but he said something like, yeah, you're right. And then he kept walking. It was great. It was a fabulous interaction. I couldn't have expected that to happen, so I didn't video it or anything, but it was so funny. You don't have a gun, right? I just remember that line because that was so funny.
That's a pretty good line. It's, you know, I got a gun, right?
Yeah, just like, well, because it's a lightsaber. So, in the movies, they like use the lightsaber to block the bullet somehow, but it's just funny because like it's the guy and the stormtrooper are kind of far away because you have to be on the sides of the road and they're walking in the direct middle, and it's a big road because obviously there's like 10 million people there, so it's a big road. But like he's like, you don't have a gun, right? And he's like points it at him. It's just obviously it's a fake gun, by the way. For if you have not been to Hollywood Studios, it's obviously a fake gun. But it's just like, you don't have a gun, right? It's just really funny.
Yeah,
that is an amazing awesome interaction.
But John, have you been to Epcot, or did you not
go to one? We did go to Epcot. I don't recall much of my experience there.
Can't believe it.
It was, you know, a while ago.
Well, there was a ride there called not Journey to Space. It was like, it was the one where you get in this tight capsule with like your family or whatever. And you have to pilot yourself to Mars, and you get to choose easy or hard mode. Me and my family immediately chose hard mode. We were like, screw easy mode.
You know, now that you mentioned that, I did do that ride, because I remember it was me, my oldest brother, I believe my oldest sister, and my other brother. We were there, and like It was a good fun ride. That like you're kind of like on the edge of something. It's like, all right, yeah. Don't move a muscle. And I immediately jerked the controls. nothing happened because I don't think anything is meant to happen at that point because it's the end of the ride. But it's meant to be like a fake, like, oh, you might crash.
So I do have a question though, John. While you were in that, when you were trying to land, did your older brother ever push you to the side, chop your head off, and take control of the ship?
He did not forcefully take control by killing me.
Anytime you reference your older brother, I have to make the joke. Yeah. Like it's a running joke at this point. It has to be made. Just had to clarify that your brother didn't murder you and take over the controls.
Yeah, no, that did not happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, when we went on it, we took it mega seriously. Like, all right, like I was the pilot, and my brother was, like, the defense person. Like, we had to shoot down the asteroids. My mom was the landing person, and my sister was, I forgot, there was another job. Oh, she was, like, the shield person. Like, you had to activate shields at some point. And I'm like, all right, guys, we're doing this. We're beating this. Because there is a fail thing. There is a, if you don't do enough, there you can fail.
Mm-hmm.
And like your capsule will like shake violently. That's why they recommend if you're nauseous, don't go on hard mode. But we went on hard mode because we're like, screw easy mode. We're not peasants. And we did. We successfully landed. There is the part that John referenced, like we're on the edge there, but nothing happens if you do anything there because that's the end of the ride. But we successfully landed it. We destroyed the asteroids. Our ship didn't get damaged, and we did pretty well. I loved that ride.
Yeah, that one is really fun. I did not remember it being in Epcot. I just remember going on it.
Yeah, no, it's an Epcot because it's all about space. Because you have Journey into Space, which is like the documentary one almost. Which I on its surface, I was like, documentary? Why the frick would I want to listen to that? But it's space, so it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. But I think we're gonna wrap it up here. We're coming up on time. Who would like to hear their points first?
Whoever's losing, preferably.
Well, then if I tell you who's losing first, and you know that it's the person who's losing first, and I just give it away, there's a suspense.
But it's a logical fallacy where you're saying who's losing first, but when in reality, they're actually the ones that are winning, because you're trying to do it like a double back thing here. You know what I'm saying?
John, I have an idea for you.
What?
Why don't you just tell us the winner first?
I will tell you, one of you won, and one of you did, in fact, lose. And the points are as follows. Noah with a whopping 9 points. And Ethan with 15 points. Making Ethan
all right. What is with you and your low scoring games here, man? Yeah, this one, 9-15, and there was like a 2-3 one or whatever.
I don't recall the 2-3 one, but I don't give a whole lot of points, but you know, it's fine because there's only two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's fair.
And it's like a fair one. I Ethan got more points because he talked longer than Noah did. And more in depth. So do you got a winner's speech for us, Ethan?
Yeah, sure. You know, it's interesting to talk about the good vacations because, you know, like episode 14 or whatever, we talked about our like worst vacations. You know, I talked about getting food poisoning. John talked about something that was bad that happened to him, probably getting his head cut off by his older brother. But yeah, so it's interesting to hear the good side of it. Because it's like there is good vacations, because vacations are meant to be fun. They're meant to be relaxing. They're meant to be enjoyable. I personally love all the vacations I've been on. The only one, like I said, that was kind of... The only one I didn't particularly like too much is our school went to D.C. That's where I got... That's where I first encountered food poisoning, and my goodness, I wanted to die. I was practically in the fetal position, giving up, waiting for Jesus to just take me. Like, that's how bad it was. I'm not exaggerating. It was that bad. But I liked D.C. I liked going to the Museum of Space. Like, that was cool. We actually got to do me, John, Axel, and someone else got to do a VR ride. Like, that was super cool. So I like D.C., but, like, the pain that I went through is, like, unbearable. So vacation is meant to be fun and relaxing. I think we kind of showcase how we individualize vacation. Like, me and John seem to have a similar thing of, like, oh, we sometimes we like just sit and relax. And Noah, on the other hand, seems to, like, he wants to be doing something. Maybe it doesn't have to be scheduled, but he always likes to be doing something. So it's interesting to hear different perspectives on that.
Pretty fair, yeah. And Noah, do you have a loser's speech for us?
Yeah, it was interesting to hear about your guys' vacations, and like the good vacations at least, and you know, not the bad ones this time. It was pretty cool.
Alright, well, that will probably wrap up today. Thank you guys so much for listening. If we hope we provoked a conversation and made you laugh along the way. If you enjoyed it, please, you know, check out another one. Yeah. And you can also find myself at Jeevans Feebins over on Twitch and on YouTube. You can find Ethan at FlabSexy Gaming, also on Twitch and YouTube. He does more YouTube stuff, but he also does Twitch streams playing horror games, you know. Go check that out. And Noah is he's got a Twitter, is like NoahDog something.
I always know I've got an Instagram, it's NoahDog5434.
Did I say Twitter? I meant to say Instagram.
Yeah, you said Twitter.
Yeah, sometimes I just say something without thinking, and then that was one of those moments. My brain goes on autopilot.
Yeah, sure.
Makes sense.
But yeah, and if you want to check out the Patreon, you can totally do that. Only if you want to, of course. Never mandatory. It's called The Provokers. We have multiple tiers that allow you to get special rewards and perks. We have tiers ranging from $1 to $100, and each of these having completely different perks, so you can kind of see which ones you want to look at, see which rewards you are more interested in getting. And when you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to an exclusive Patreon-only Discord server, and you can, you know, hang out with us there, and we can talk about the episodes or whatever's on your mind or whatever. And there's also the extended cut episodes. Those are over on the store page of our Patreon. Those are always a lot of fun. And I think that will have to do it. So we will catch you guys next time.